There is a call to decriminalize marijuana at the federal level. Although many states have legalized pot, it is still a Schedule I drug under federal law. Among those calling for decriminalization, New Jersey Senator Cory Booker, who is on our newsline. Senator, good to talk with you again. Why should pot be decriminalized at the federal level?
Well, if you are in a state that has legalized adult use or medical marijuana, you are actually breaking federal law. And should we ever have someone like Jeff Sessions who came in and said he was going to enforce laws like that, you put yourself at risk. And remember, in the United States of America, as recent as 2019, there were more marijuana arrests, most of them for possession, than all violent crimes combined. And so on the federal level, we need to let states do what they want to do. We need to pass laws to make sure that people's records are being expunged, because right now we have a nation where people are sitting with criminal convictions for doing things that two of the last four presidents admitted to doing, including people running for president and senators, have all admitted to doing. We need to make sure we're reinvesting all this tax dollars into communities that have been disproportionately targeted, especially those black and brown communities that have the highest levels of arrest, even though there's no difference in their usage than other communities.
Right now, recreational pot is legal in New Jersey. It's legal in New York. But if I understand correctly, if you take that legal pot through the Lincoln Tunnel or the Holland Tunnel from state to state, you're breaking federal law.
That's the point, is that you don't have access to the banking industry if you're in that area. It's certain tax breaks for doing legal business in your own state, and you put yourself at risk. If you have a child, for example, that has a terrible something like this, like Gervais disease, where you have seizures, and the only thing you can find to help your child not have those seizures is marijuana, well, you're putting yourself at risk of federal prosecution if you're procuring that medicine for your child. This is truly the time has come for us to change these laws, to expunge people's records, and to use those tax revenues to help people and stop using our tax dollars to hurt them.
Senator, where do we stand on infrastructure talks in the Senate?
Well, they are really an hour-to-hour kind of effort right now. We are doing everything we can to get a bipartisan bill done, even though we understand that America, overwhelmingly, Democrats, independents, Republicans, want massive infrastructure investment. We know that every dollar invested in infrastructure in our region, according to the Business Insider, Business Roundtable, Moody's, and other people who measure this, that it returns multiples in terms of economic growth and jobs. We have to make this investment. And I'm one of those people right now saying that if we can't get a bipartisan deal done, America wants this. We should do it through a process called reconciliation that allows us to do it with 50 votes in the Senate and to make sure that we have what our grandparents did under the Eisenhower administration, a Republican, another epic generational investment in the infrastructure, preparing that of yesterday and preparing a 21st century infrastructure for better tomorrows.
Salt deductions, state and local tax deductions, are very important in this region of the country. There's talk of attaching that to the infrastructure bill. Not denying the importance of salt deductions, but should that be attached to an infrastructure bill?
Put me in the camp that says, heck yes. Remember, Donald Trump paid in part for his $2 trillion budget-busting tax break that overwhelmingly went to the top 1% and richest corporations. That was paid for on the backs of people in New Jersey and New York by taking away from working families, middle-class families, their state and local tax deduction. This injury continues in an overtaxed region. I don't care really that this is an infrastructure bill. For the health and well-being of our communities in our region, we need to restore that. We have leverage in this bill. I think that it's going to need every senator that can vote for it and House members as well. It's right that the New Jersey Democratic delegation is demanding that this be returned.
Senator Booker, you sit on the Judiciary Committee. Some are calling for the oldest Supreme Court Justice, Stephen Breyer, to retire so President Biden can appoint a younger, liberal justice. Your judiciary colleague, Senator Amy Klobuchar, said if Justice Breyer is going to retire, he should do it, quote, sooner rather than later. Should Justice Breyer retire so the president can nominate another, younger, liberal justice?
I do not ever want to get in the business of telling folks when they should retire. Justice Breyer has a distinguished career. I understand the concerns that are being expressed, but that's something that he should decide in consultation with his family, his colleagues, and even in conversations with the president. There's a lot to focus on. We have a judicial emergency in New Jersey. I've been putting up a lot of judges that I'm very proud of that the president has accepted. Our first ever in American history Muslim Article III judge I recommended to the president, and he's now on the bench. So I've got a lot of work to do on the Judiciary Committee, getting really good, diverse judges on. And again, the Supreme Court justices, in accordance to our Constitution, have the ability to decide when they retire. I know he will be thoughtful and really deeply careful about how he makes that decision.
But is time of the essence? Do you worry the Democrats might lose their Senate majority in 2022?
I definitely am concerned with that. It is something that I think is something we all should be concerned with as Republicans are doing something that's astonishing based upon Donald Trump's lie of mass voter fraud that he really won that election. You have 17 states now, swing states, many of them, passing these unbelievably restrictive voting laws that are really designed to stop certain people from voting, especially young people and low-income people. And this is a time we all should be concerned about free and fair elections in the United States of America. At a time that other democracies are moving to make voting easier, we're actually turning back the clock. And this does make me concerned about control of the Senate and a lot of the issues that are going to be dependent upon that. We would not in New Jersey see, remember, not one Republican voted for the child tax credit that's helping close to 90% of New Jersey families, working class, middle class families. We would not be seeing this kind of infrastructure investment we're making right now. And even during the pandemic, remember, Republicans voted against the help to small businesses, against the help for our hospitals and our schools, against the $1,400 checks that came to New Jersey families. So I feel an urgency to keep the Democrats in the majority in the coming election. But right now, again, I'm focused on what people elected us to do, is to get big things done for families, for jobs, for our economy, for our health care, and for our state.
Senator, the CDC today recommended that vaccinated people start wearing masks indoors in areas where COVID transmission is high or substantial. Do you fear that we are slipping into another wave of the pandemic?
I think we all should be concerned about this Delta variant. In New Jersey, virtually all of our hospitalizations are people that have not been vaccinated. Now, we have high vaccination levels, but we got to do better. I read a terrible story about a woman named Christy who lost her 23-year-old son who had been telling people not to get vaccinated. Now she regrets that. We shouldn't have the horror visited upon ourselves to cut through all the misinformation and conspiracy theories. The vaccine is safe. We need to do it. It's not only important for your life, but it's important for the lives of the people in our community. We've got to have the kind of love and respect for one another that we do what is right. And as far as wearing masks, take that step. Show that act of grace to the people around you, that if you're inside. I went shopping in my local supermarket this weekend to stock up on some great summer fruit and had my mask on. It's an act of grace and kindness to others, and we should all consider doing that, especially in accordance with the CDC recommendations and those of our governors.
The president says he is considering a mask mandate for federal employees. Should it go further than that? Should the president order a nationwide mask mandate?
I think that the president should rely on the experts at the CDC, people like Dr. Fauci, listen to them as they advise him. We've seen what happens when a president does not listen to scientists, does not listen to their top advisors, that is actually a source of crackpot theories about this virus. We saw what happens. This is a president that I know listens to its advisors, from CDC to people like Dr. Fauci. That's how we should operate right now. We shouldn't politicize this issue again. This is really not a matter of politics. It's got to be a matter of patriotism. I know it's a little bit of an inconvenience. I've walked out of my house, had to walk back in, grab my mask. I know that sometimes breathing through that thing might seem like a little bit of a burden, but it's just a small ask in terms of people's lives and their well-being. I have an 81-year-old mom. I want her to be safe and healthy. I don't want this variant to continue to spread and threaten even her. Even though she's been vaccinated, this Delta variant can be transmitted. So let's all watch out for each other. Let's all be kind and be loving. That's what makes a beloved community. And I believe we are that in the metropolitan area.
Senator Cory Booker, Democrat from New Jersey. Senator, good to talk with you again. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much. All the best.